Good morning. We're continuing to Yodom Akal Samach Tes, and we're learning a Siman Tes. A Chacham Muzer Shlo Lachaven Laver Bifnei Hatzibur Kedei Sheyamdu Miponav Ulahatrichem Im Efshel Lahakif Miskusi Loi. The Chacham is directed by Chazal that he should try and avoid the situation where he's causing people to stand for him. He definitely should not specifically try and do it in a time where he's going to cause people to do this. This is based on a Gemara that we see that the various Tanoim avoided the situation of having people stand for them. There's an element of Chiddush in it because he's taking away the opportunity of mitzvah for these people, even in a situation where obviously, in a situation where he's afraid that they're not going to actually stand for him, he should avoid it because he's being marshaled. Them in an avera, leaf near the to mishal. He's walking by and causing them to do something wrong and inappropriate by them not giving him the din of kima and heder. But even in a situation where he knows that they're going to stand for him, the tanoim were keeping the halacha and they were standing properly, it's still appropriate to avoid the situation, even though he could give them an opportunity for a mitzvah. That's on their part, but on his part, his responsibility is to try not to create a burden on the tzibur that they're going to have a need to stand up for him. Now, going back to the point that nowadays where we have this concern that people aren't standing up properly, it's even more significant the person should try and avoid that. Furthermore, in a situation where you're talking about a Rebbe with his Talmidim, so let's go back to this concept. We said that we said from the Shach. The Shach says that Shlo Lachalik Bein Chacham L'Chacham. In general, the Rebbe is the Talmid Chachamim are Merkel in their covered. So that's a case of a Talmid Chacham. What are a case of a Rebbe? So here, there's a distinct, there's a clear distinction. We're saying even though you do not stand up for Talmid Chacham in general, but there's a chiyuv to give kavod to your Rebbe. Now, the chiyuv to give kavod to a Rebbe is to give kavod to Rabbi Mubik, which nowadays is almost unheard of. A person has multiple Rebbeim that he learns from. Roiv to Rossim Imenu would be at Rabbi Mubik, that he's majority of his Torah comes from that individual. Nowadays we have Svarim. We don't have such a concept of Rabbi Mubik. Even a person who has a very close connection with a Rebbe, they probably still have a majority of their learning not from the Rebbe. But we could apply the rules of Kima for the Talmid Chacham to the Rebbe. We don't say this concept of the Shach when it comes to the Rebbe, because Bein Chacham L'Chacham, it's hard to be Mechalaku, but there's a clear distinction. This is your Rebbe, so that he's a Talmid Chacham and he's your Rebbe, you should give him Kavod. So the rules of Kima for a Talmid Chacham definitely apply to the situation of a Rebbe. The Rebbe, on the other hand, also has a chiyuv to teach his Talmidim the proper way to act. So the Rebbe is caught in a bind. On the one hand, he should not be matriach on his Talmidim. At the same time, he does have a responsibility to try and clarify the halacha for them. There is a concept in halacha of Rav Shemachal HaKavod HaKavod HaZmachal. The Rebbe can be Merchal HaNiz Kavod. So even if which would be appropriate for the Rebbe to do, in case the Tzvinim do not stand up properly, they should not be over an Avera. So we raise the question, he shouldn't be Matriach by walking by in a time where it's going to force them to stand up, etc. That's if they're going to stand. If they're not going to stand, we have at least the Yerulah Sittim Mikshul situation, and the solution for that is the Rebbe Shemachal HaKavod HaNiz Kavod. The general mechila that we mentioned, bein chacham does not apply to the case of rabbi, but the rabbi should be meichel on his kavod specifically to for his talmidim, not to be makbet on them. If a talmud does stand up under that situation, the talmud is mekayim a mitzvah. If the talmud is amongst a group of people who do not know that the rabbi is meichel, and they see him not giving up, not standing up for the rabbi, the talmud is a chiyuv to stand up. Because why there's the chashad that he's not acting properly towards properly. The Rebbe should not always be Michael, because there is such a concept. of teaching them Kabbalah Torah, like we mentioned before. Kabbalah Torah is very important. I will share with you, Mr. Shem, in the next year in Meister with Rebbe Meir Bloch, where he tried to create that balance between these different types of responsibilities. Hashem will clarify that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.